Next patient is Kirkpatrick Macy. Macy. That is K-I-R-K-P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Kirkpatrick. Macy is M-A-C-Y-E. M-A-C-Y-E. M as in Mary. Date of birth is 8/11/57. Date of visit 8/4/23. Please make a copy for Milan Chavan, PA. Milan is M-I-L-A-N. Chavan is C-H-E-B-A-N. C-H-E-B-A-N. Date of P-A-C. Oh, can you please change the Milan Chavan to Ludmila, L-Y-U-D-M-I-L-A, Ludmila Chavan. Ludmila. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is hoarseness and chest tightness with recurrent sore throat. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 65-year-old female who is overweight, has been previously documented to have scattered right lung nodules. Up to 2.4 centimeters in the inferior right lower lobe, as well as a 9 millimeter nodule. In the right upper lobe, and a 1.1 centimeter nodule in the right lower lobe, and few additional tiny nodules. Period. The patient has hoarseness and chest tightness with some wheezing, but denies significant cough or sputum production. She is overweight and she denies the history of sleep apnea. The patient also has a history of diabetes and history for a breast lump. She was sent for a PET CT in December 22, and it showed multiple non-hypermetabolic lung nodules with the decreased size of the right upper lobe nodule to 9 millimeter. A 1.2 centimeter non-hypermetabolic nodule in the right upper lobe, and a 9 millimeter, I'm sorry, and a 1.8 centimeter. period. The patient was advised to have a biopsy of the radical lobe lung nodule, but this was canceled after discussing with the radiologist, and a follow-up chest CT was suggested. Presently, the patient denies any cough, wheezing, yellow sputum, denies fever, chills, night sweats. She has no hemoptysis, and she does have mild leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of bilateral lung nodules and history of thyroid nodules and history for hyperlipidemia. She has no history of she does have a history for a squamous cell carcinoma of the skin and a basal cell carcinoma. And history for total hysterectomy and C-section. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked for 4 years, up to half a pack per day, and quit. Drinks alcohol rarely. Worked as a secretary. Next, allergies to Keflex and Emicin. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of gangrene and sepsis. Mother died of COPD and CHF. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has fatigue, no fever, chills, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has heartburn and rectal bleeding. No constipation or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain. She has leg swelling. And she does have anxiety with depression. She has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, and memory loss. No skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female was alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 136/70, pulses 85, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 230, saturation 96, HENT abnormal cephalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart, the arts and the irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, with no gross molars. Canyon is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Skin revealed lesions of psoriasis in both lower extremities and the arms. Paragraph, impression number one, multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number two is hyperlipidemia. Number three is history of psoriasis. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest in 3 months and a sleep study. We'll also get a complete pulmonary function study and so the advice to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules with cultures and washings, but the patient would prefer to wait on doing a bronchoscopy. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. I'm sorry, copy for Ludmila Shiban, L-Y-U-D-M-I-L-A, Ludmila Shiban is C-H-E-B-A-N, and P-A-C. Thank you, Dr. Souza.